top five. Orlando Bloom, of all things, is the inspiration for our top five today.
Well, it turns out, Albie, he shouldn't just be the inspiration for our top five. He should be our inspiration every day.
True.
Massive tosser alert here, because Orlando's felt the need. You know, the bloke who's famous for a movie series that came out 20 years ago. Let's be fair, he's been riding those Lord of the Rings coattails for a while now, hasn't he?
Yeah, and Pirates of the Caribbean.
And then just basically marrying attractive ladies. That's pretty much his whole CV right there. He's felt the need to share with the world during the week his daily routine. Firstly, did we need this? Secondly, thank you very much, Orlando, because you've done the best job you could do to make us all feel like complete useless duffers in how we spend our time. Because this is a little taste of Orlando's daily routine. He likes to start the day by ingesting a concoction of green powders that are mixed with brain octane oil.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that is. A collagen powder for my hair and nails, and some protein. Breakfast of champions.
Nice.
Orlando then likes to continue on with a hike, a 6-mile hike, listening to Nirvana and Stone Temple Pilots before returning home for a proper breakfast. No more brain octane oil for
no powders.
Porridge with hazelnut milk, goji berries, and vanilla paste. Because you know why? Because Orlando describes himself as 90% plant-based. And he even says, I can sometimes look at a cow and think, that's the most beautiful thing ever. Orlando, have you tasted one? Because they're amazing. It then gets better, because then Orlando starts a busy work day by meditating and really thinking about ways he can get more opportunities and roles for myself, as well as minorities and women. He's trying to be a voice for everybody. I'm thrilled that Orlando is the voice for the voiceless. That's the guy I definitely would have chosen.
And that's just one day in his life.
That's just one day. Well, in there, he also throws in there some Lego time. And occasionally, if he has any time, spending a little bit of time with his children. If he can squeeze it in past the meditating and the goji berries. That's a pretty full day, isn't
it? That is a huge day.
And that actually, unfortunately, has inspired our top five this week. The top five differences between Orlando Bloom's daily routine and mine. Orlando's schedule doesn't factor in 35 minutes to shave Albie's back. That's right, it's every day, people.
Number 4.
So Orlando starts every day with a hike while listening to Nirvana. My day starts with trying to put my undies on without falling over. Basically the same.
Number 3.
Orlando spends his working hours trying to create opportunities for women and minorities. I spend my working hours trying to create opportunities to eat more potato gems. Same, but different.
Number 2.
Orlando spends a big part of his day playing with Lego to sharpen his mind. I spend a big part of my day standing on Lego to damage my feet.
Number 1.
And the number one of the many glaring differences between Orlando Bloom's daily routine and mine? Orlando spends 20 minutes gazing into the eyes of his 7-month-old daughter, Daisy, to connect with her. I spend 20 minutes every morning gazing into Digby's school bag to work out what that smell is. The top five main differences between Orlando's daily routine and mine.
I've also found the top five differences between Orlando's daily schedule and mine.
Number 5.
As you say, he has a daily dose of green powders mixed with brain octane oil and collagen powder. I have a daily dose of Metamucil.
And nothing else.
Number 4.
I understand he gets a daily phone call from Katy Perry. Katy Perry will not return my call.
Doesn't she live with him? Why is she ringing him?
Number 3.
We do have one similar philosophy. He looks at a cow and thinks it's the most beautiful thing ever. I look at a steak and think it's the most beautiful thing ever.
Circle of life, baby.
Number 2.
Orlando builds Lego during the day and then works out on the weights for an hour. I built my weights out of Lego.
Explains those arms.
And the number one difference between Orlando's daily schedule and mine, he's 90% plant-based. I'm 90% rant-based.
It's true.
The top five differences between Orlando's daily schedule and mine.